Good evening, this is Akashwani Kohima. I'm Ninginem Hangsing with the evening bulletin. The headlines. India and New Zealand formally signed free trade agreement. Prime Minister Narendra Modi hails FTA as historic milestone in India's journey towards global engagement. National Green Tribunal sets up panel to check over extraction of groundwater across country. And India Meteorological Department issues strong winds, heavy rain alert for Nagaland. Now the news in detail. India and New Zealand signed the Free Trade Agreement, FTA, in New Delhi today. The signing ceremony was presided over by Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal and New Zealand's Minister for Trade and Investment, Todd McLay. Finalised in December last year, the agreement grants 100% duty-free access for Indian exports across all tariff lines. The FTA also opens new avenues in services, mobility, education, healthcare, traditional medicine and investment. Speaking at the event, Mr. Goyal said that the FTA reflects the depth of trust and ambition shared between the two nations. He added that the signing of this FTA marks another defining milestone in India's engagement with the developed world, bringing the country closer towards achieving its dream of becoming a developed nation.
The free trade agreement is very comprehensive, very forward-looking. While it opens the doors for goods and services in a massive way, it also has an investment commitment which will encourage businesses to leverage the strengths and scale that India offers. It will also encourage Indian businesses to look at New Zealand market both for access in goods and services and potential investment. We are looking at partnerships also in the agricultural field.
Mr. McLay said the FTA will enhance established business relationships and accelerate development of new partnerships between New Zealand and India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the FTA signing with New Zealand marks a historic milestone in India's journey towards deeper global engagement and shared prosperity. In a message read out by Union Minister Piyush Goyal during the signing ceremony, the Prime Minister said this reflects the strengthening of economic partnership and a convergence of values, trust and shared ambition between two vibrant democracies. Mr. Modi noted that the FTA catalyzes new opportunities for farmers, artisans, youth, entrepreneurs and MSMEs, unlocking pathways for global market access and enterprise across sectors. Meanwhile, in a social media post, the Prime Minister hailed the signing of FTA and called it a landmark moment in the partnership between both countries. Mr. Modi said that the FTA will add unprecedented momentum to developmental partnership of both nations. The National Green Tribunal has formed a panel to remediate the problem of over-extraction of groundwater across the country. The tribunal was hearing a matter regarding some areas in the Indo-Gangetic Basin already crossing the groundwater depletion tipping point. The tribunal bench referred to a report submitted by the Central Ground Authority of India, which it disclosed that there is a lapse on the part of states and union territories and their authorities in taking adequate steps to prevent the illegal extraction of groundwater and for its recharge. They also failed to effectively implement guidelines of the Jal Shakti Ministry on regulating and controlling groundwater extraction. The new panel will examine the lapses and make general and state-specific recommendations within 3 months. The Longkum Students' Union has expressed deep concern over the continued closure of Government High School Longkum under Mokokchung District. The school has remained shut since February 27 by landowners following a dispute over the appointment of multitasking staff. In a letter to the Principal Director of School Education, the union stated that the closure has severely disrupted the academic progress of students as they have been deprived of a proper classroom environment. It also highlighted the growing psychological and emotional distress among parents and the community, noting that students' futures are now at risk. The Longkum Students' Union urged the department to intervene and ensure reopening of the school at the earliest, stressing its importance for students' education and well-being. The union expressed hope for an urgent and amicable resolution to the issue. This is Akashwani Kohima giving you the news. For a quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Prime Minister Narendra Modi took part in a grand roadshow in Gangtok this evening, accompanied by Sikkim Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamangole and State BJP President D.R. Thapa. Thousands of people gathered to welcome the Prime Minister in his two-day visit to the state. Earlier, Governor Om Prakash Mathur, the Chief Minister, State Assembly Speaker and senior ministers welcomed Mr. Modi upon his arrival at Libing Helipad. Mr. Modi will participate in the closing ceremony of Sikkim's 50th year of statehood celebrations at Paljor Stadium tomorrow, where he will inaugurate, launch and lay the foundation stone of multiple development projects worth over 4,000 crore rupees across the state. The development projects will cover infrastructure, connectivity, healthcare, education, power, urban development, environment, tourism and agriculture sector. The government today reaffirmed that fertilizer availability in the country remains robust, with supplies consistently exceeding demand. During an interministerial briefing on updates related to developments in West Asia, Additional Secretary in the Department of Fertilizers, Aparna Sharma, said that no shortages have been reported so far.
The strong supply position in the Kharif season for the period from 1st April to 26th April, the availability remains substantially higher than the requirement. Urea availability is 71.58 LMT against a requirement of 18.17 LMT. Similarly, DAP availability is 22.35 LMT against 5.90 LMT.
Joint Secretary in the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, said there is adequate supply of LPG in the country and no distributor is facing any dry out. Adding that supply of petrol and diesel remains normal, she appealed to people to avoid rumors and panic buying.
भारत सरकार की यह कोशिश रही है कि घरेलू एलपीजी पीएनजी उपभोक्ताओं को और सीएनजी ट्रांसपोर्ट को पूरी तरह 100% प्रोटेक्ट करते हुए सप्लाई इंश्योर की जाए और ये किया गया है. इसके अलावा कमर्शियल एलपीजी का एलोकेशन भी 70% तक इंक्रीज किया जा चुका है. अभी भी कई एलपीजी डिस्ट्रीब्यूटरशिप्स पर पैनिक बाइंग दिख रही है. मैं आपके माध्यम से सभी लोगों को ये बताना चाहती हूं कि हमारे पास एलपीजी की पर्याप्त सप्लाई है और इसके चलते किसी भी डिस्ट्रीब्यूटर पर कोई ड्राई आउट नहीं है.
Additional Secretary Gulf in the Ministry of External Affairs, Asim R. Mahajan, said the ministry is closely monitoring developments in the Gulf and West Asia and government's efforts are focused on ensuring the safety, security and welfare of the Indian community in the region. The total number of the members of parliament of BJP in Rajya Sabha has increased to 113. In a social media post today, Union Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju informed that Chairman of the Upper House, CP Radhakrishnan, has approved the merger of 7 Aam Aadmi Party turncoat MPs, including Raghav Chadha, Dr. Ashok Kumar Mittal, Sandeep Pathak, Swati Maliwal and Harbhajan Singh. After the merger, the number of Aam Aadmi Party MPs in the Rajya Sabha has reduced to 3. Nominations for the Pradhan Mantri Rashtriya Bal Puraskar 2026 are now open for children aged between 5 and 18 years as of 31st July this year. The prestigious national-level award is presented to children who have demonstrated excellence in categories including bravery, social service, environment, sports, art and culture, and science and technology. The last date for submission of nominations is 31st of July. Nominations can be received only through the National Awards portal on awards.gov.in. And in weather, the India Meteorological Department has forecast thunder squalls with wind speeds of 50 to 60 kilometers per hour, gusting up to 70 kilometers per hour over Nagaland tomorrow. The state is also expected to experience heavy rainfall in isolated areas till the 1st of May. Meanwhile, the department also forecasts fairly widespread to widespread light to moderate rainfall with thunderstorm, lightning and gusty winds over the northeast states during the next 5 days. And now to round up this evening's bulletin, the headlines once again. India and New Zealand formally signed free trade agreement. Prime Minister Narendra Modi hails FTA as historic milestone in India's journey towards global engagement. National Green Tribunal sets up panel to check over extraction of groundwater across country. And India Meteorological Department issues strong winds, heavy rain alert for Nagaland. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.